Well, we know we got good weather today. You could get out and play pickle. Some folks were. You might want to get out and swing the golf club a little bit. We could see some rain showers, but by and large, it's going to be a nice couple of days if you're not fixated on the draft. So the question is, how do you warm up? What should you be working on? You know, I'll go out and I hit a few balls the other day. I went out and touched my toes, but then I put into effect the warm-up that Lee Simon has given me so that I'm not going to hurt myself. Warming up properly is so important. So we welcome in from Team Rehabilitation, physical therapist, Dr. Lee Simon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So, well, not injured. How's that?
I mean, we'll touched his toes.
Yeah, I went through, I've gone through very vigorous warm-ups for this interview. Just how often do you see someone hurt just because they didn't take maybe the 5 to 10 minutes to warm up properly?
Yeah, it's a common thing, especially coming into spring when people haven't been as active. There's a lot of issues that usually compound in the off season that lead to once the weather breaks, they want to go 0 to 100. And so they just think, I'm going to go out there. I just want to hit. I just want to play pickle or tennis. And next thing you know it, they're walking into our door. So stretching is really important to be able to integrate into a warm-up. But you can get lost in a lot of research that says, should I stretch before? Should I stretch after? What should I be doing to warm up? And the answer really is you should be doing stretching, but also a lot of muscle activation exercises as well to make sure your whole body is warmed up and ready to perform.
Right, because the other thing is they say never stretch a cold muscle. Is that true?
Yes and no. It's certainly something that you don't want to stretch with, like, a lot of intensity. It's okay to go into a gentle stretch, but ultimately getting into activation patterns is going to prime your central nervous system and make it so that the tissues are ready to be stretched and elongated and have some resistance put into them.
So, Lee, what if I'm in the gym and I want to get my cardio started and I get on the treadmill? Should I stretch before I get on the treadmill, or will the treadmill warm me up?
It depends on what you're planning to do. So if you are somebody who likes to do, let's say, a 5 or 10 minute walk before you start to do like a jog, then that can be okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's usually beneficial to do some stretching before, but then go into some walking or light jogging before you get to the level you actually want to be at. So by no means would I recommend somebody, if they go through 5-10 minutes of stretching, that they should hop on the treadmill and automatically start doing like interval sprints or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It would be something where you want to work up to that.
Okay.
Because just passive stretching isn't going to get the muscles ready to actually perform at the level you need them to prevent injury.
Asking for a friend who golfs, just kidding, it's for me. Is it the twisting that you really need to warm up, or is it the touching of the toes, so bending over? What would you say for golf is the most important? If I don't have that much time, because usually I don't.
Yep, so with golf, a lot of people have the idea in their head that my lower back needs to really be able to rotate well. And yes, you get some rotation into your lower back, but really you get more rotation at your hips and into your mid back than your lower back. So really your core needs to be activated. So doing like some activation exercises that we went over a couple of weeks ago, or even some exercises like cat cow, if you're familiar with that, where mm-hmm. you get
yoga
all
stuff.
Fours, you kind of, yep. And then doing some activation exercises for the hips, like doing some, I'll have people put like a band around their knees and just do some side steps, or have them do like some clamshells just to get the glutes firing, because that allows them to be able to power through that rotation better and protects the spine even more.
That's an elastic band that already is kind of tied up in a loop. The other one that you showed me that I found is really helpful, especially for my shoulders and pecs and things like that, is to do a slight bend from the waist and then stretch that band to the left from a neutral position and then to the right.
Yep, and that can be put into like a golfer's position. And so they're rotating primarily through their hips, but also getting some into their mid-back. So it's nice because it allows for some of that rotational stretch while also including some resistance where the shoulders are getting warmed up, the obliques are getting warmed up, as well as the glutes. So it kind of encapsulates both your forms of stretching and activation that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and it's low cost. I mean, you can throw one of those elastic bands into your bag and you're good to go.
Yeah, I recommend that to all of my patients who golf, is just keep one elastic band in the bag. So if you're running behind on time, you can just quick pull that out, and there's 3 to 5 exercises you can quick do, as well as taking some warm-up swings. That'll go a long ways for you.
And that's less embarrassing than cat cow in the locker room.
Yes, it is.
And you know, you may have some who are listening who say, you know, I just don't have time to do all that stretching. I just want to get to the game. I just want to get to what I'm doing. But in the long run, that stretching will put off maybe you hurting yourself and being incapacitated for a good little while.
Not only will it hold that off, hopefully, but it also will help to perform better. So, you know, if I'm sure a lot of people have seen the documentary of Full Swing that has come out recently, and if you see the highlight clips of these pros at operating at a high level, they're doing all of these exercises just with light resistance. And the reason for that is because all of the research shows that if we're going through these programs pre-round or pre-performance, that it really helps to boost how well we're able to do out there.
So, and I'll post a video with some of these warm-ups that you showed me, and we'll put that up on WJR.com before the end of the morning.
Perfect.
The other thing there, if we want to add I know this is a little bit more advanced, but if we want to add some yards to our tee shots, just really quickly, 45 seconds or less, what's the one thing we can do?
So if we have somebody just get a medicine ball, and hopefully they have a wall or something that is they're not worried about breaking, doing just medicine ball throws into that while standing towards your side, and then just going side throws into the wall, focusing on speed, can really help with that rotational element to get more speed in your swing for golf and for tennis.
Right. So stand perpendicular to the wall and hurl the ball laterally into the wall.
And really focusing on the speed component.
All right. Lee, as I said, we'll put it up at WJR.com. We appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And keep us on the field and not on the couch. We'll update your day's top stories next on JR Morning.